God. We know that Noah and his family were saved in the ark by water, nor being forewarned, because he was a man that found grace in the sight of God. He was forewarned of God because he was one that was good. All the people of the earth, in Genesis chapter 6, we see that all mankind, only the thoughts and the intents and the heart of man were only evil continually. Evil generation he lived in. And Noah then stands out as a man that was righteous in the sight of God. And when God gave him the command to Noah, build this ark, because I'm going to destroy mankind from the face of this earth. I'm going to bring a flood. I want you to make this ark and make it according to these specifications. And Noah did that. And as a result of that, God saved Noah and his household. 8 righteous souls were saved by water, the Bible teaches us. And of course, the faith of Noah led to that, and God choosing him then to build the ark because he was a righteous man who vexed his righteous soul the fact that all around him was evil going on. So this morning, let's talk about the salvation of Noah and then go over the New Testament and show that the salvation of Noah by water was a type similar to what we are today under Christ. We too are saved by water, not water itself, but the blood of Christ, which the waters in baptism represent. And to the believer who has faith in the Word of God and understands what those waters represent, and we are baptized in those waters, then we are saved from our sins, as Noah was saved from the destruction of the first world. We are saved from our past sins by being immersed in the blood of Christ, the waters of baptism. We're saved by baptism, and that puts us into Christ. And then ultimately, we'll be saved from eternal torment, from the destruction of the world, because Christ will take those who are saved home with him to God, and will be able to avoid then being destroyed because of faith and obedience to God, like Noah was. And so we're going to talk about salvation then in Noah's day and salvation now. Here in our reading, it talked about Noah and some of those that were saved during that time because of the building of the ark. But first of all, I want to consider in Genesis chapter 6, verse 11, if you want to turn back over there. We won't read very many of these verses from Genesis, but in Genesis chapter 6, verse 11 and also verse 13 and verse 17, we see that Noah was warned by God that there was going to be a flood. There in verse 11, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. God saw this going on, then going through verse 13. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, verse 13, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through him, and behold, I will destroy them from the earth. I will destroy them. In verse 13, some versions say, with the earth. And so Noah was warned that God was going to destroy the earth. Look at verse 17 of Genesis 6. And behold, I myself am bringing floodwaters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die. So Noah was forewarned that there was going to be a destruction. And then over in Hebrews chapter 11 in verse 7, if you turn back there a little bit in your New Testaments, it talks about Noah, a man of faith, and it says, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. So Noah was divinely warned of God. God let him know there's going to be destruction, Noah. So prepare an ark for you and your household to be saved. So in comparison to that, under Christ, today in the New Testament, in the days that we live, so over 2,000 years now since Christ died on the cross and shed his blood, and of course the waters of baptism represent the blood of Christ. Keep that in mind during this lesson. Noah was warned by the Word of God, and we too today are warned by the Word of God, the fact that there's going to be a destruction. There's going to be a reckoning. There's going to be a day of judgment. There's going to be a time when God will destroy the works of the earth and everything in it. And so we're warned today of that. In Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31, when Paul was preaching. He said, truly the times of this ignorance God overlooked, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed the day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this and all by raising him from the dead. So God is going to judge the world. He judged mankind and deemed them to be wicked except Noah. And so God was warned by the word of God, and we're warned by the word of God that we're going to be judged. There's going to be a time when the world is going to end, and God is going to come and judge us through His Son. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. We're not going to take time to read those verses. We talked about them this morning, but we're warned that there's coming a time when Christ will come from heaven, and He's going to bring fire and destruction on those who know not God and those who obey not the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the New Testament warns us today by God's Word that the world and the works therein and those that are evil are going to be destroyed. Now when you think about destroyed, let's keep in mind that the evil of this day, those who are evil and are found evil in the last day when God comes to destroy the world, the world will be destroyed, but those people, their spirit will be in eternal hell, be eternal torment, just like the ones that were lost in the flood. They'll be eternally lost. It won't be an end of it, but they'll be eternally lost, wherein the ones that prepare themselves, hear the word of God and prepare, can avoid that destruction and live eternally in heaven, just like Noah and his family avoid the destruction of the flood. So Noah was warned by the word of God, and we today are warned by the word of God. Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46 warns us that there's going to come an end, and when it is, Christ is going to judge the nations of the world, and everyone will be gathered before Him, and He's going to place the goats on the left and the sheep on the right, and those that have done good unto eternal life, and those who have not to eternal destruction. So there's coming an end to life as we know it on this earth, just as there was an end came to the life of those during the days of Noah, except Noah's family. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. Let's turn back over there. That's getting close to where we were this morning in our first lesson. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? So the day of the Lord is coming. So Noah was warned by the word of God that there's going to be an end. We're warned by the word of God today that there's going to be an end. So comparing salvation then and now, man is warned that there's going to come a time when things on earth are going to end and there's going to be a reckoning. The next point is, and if you look back to Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8, we see that Noah received grace from God. Noah was a righteous man. He was a man of faith. And because of that, he believed God, and God knew that he was a good man and everyone else around him was not. So he received what? Noah received grace from God. Now, God will allow grace to anyone because Noah preached for 120 years, basically building the ark. He was a preacher of righteousness. And the people did not take heed to what he warned them of. And so they could have had the grace of God had they listened to Noah. He told them that there's going to be a flood. He's going to destroy the world. But who was saved? Noah and his household. And so Noah received grace from God. Now, today we can receive grace from God, and God has provided the way that we can receive grace through Christ. He provided a way for men in that day to receive His grace, that is, in that they could be saved from the flood by Noah building the ark. But Noah preached to the people and told them it's going to come. But they didn't change. And so God provides grace to us, salvation from eternal destruction, from being lost eternally for us today through Christ. God's grace is available. Look to John chapter 1 and verse 14. That's going back and getting close to the point of where we were this morning in our lesson with Brother Allen, and talking about what God is doing through His Son and what He has done for us and will do for us. John 1 and verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, and glory as only the begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So Noah received grace from God, and God's grace is available for us also today through the Word of God, through what God has done through His Son Jesus. Look to Romans chapter 5, if you will, and let's look at a few verses there. Romans chapter 5, beginning in verse 20 and 21, when Paul preached to the church at Rome, he told them about God's grace and the importance of it, and how that God has made his grace, unmerited favor, available to mankind. Romans chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you go along with that, Ephesians 2 and verse 8 and Titus 3 and verse 7 talks about the grace of God. So Noah found grace in the sight of God. We can find grace in the sight of God by obeying Him, because He provides that grace and that mercy, that unmerited favor, that unmerited ability to be saved. When we by faith believe and we act on what He's told us to do and obey it, we receive that grace of salvation. We can't earn it. We can't live good enough to get there without it. But through God's giving of His Son and shedding His blood, we receive grace today. So Noah was warned by the Word. We're warned by the Word. Noah received grace from God, and God's grace is available for us also today through Jesus Christ. We see in this reading in the book of Peter and also back in Hebrews 11 verse 7 that faith was essential for Noah. Going back to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7, we see that Noah then was a man of faith. When you think about what the Hebrew writer is encouraging people to do, that's simply to believe in God. And not only believe in God, but that faith prompts one then to learn to obey God. So Noah then was a man of faith. It was essential for him. Verse 7 of Hebrews chapter 11. Look at that verse. By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear. So Noah then was warned, and Noah then was able to receive grace from the sight of God because he had faith that obeyed. Today, faith is also necessary for us. Faith in God. Faith in the Word of God. Faith in what God has done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, we find certainly that without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. But we must have faith. Turn back to Romans chapter 5, if you will, and the Apostle Paul again, as he encouraged those people at Rome to have the kind of faith they ought to have. Here in Romans chapter 5, we see that certainly it's important that we would have faith also. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have success by faith under this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So faith and grace both are mentioned there in those verses in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. So faith was essential for Noah. Faith is essential for us today. And Romans 10 and verse 17, we got to have faith in the Word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Noah heard from God. God spoke to him. He had faith and followed through. Noah not only had faith, but he received the grace of God by acting upon what he believed that God told him to do was correct. We receive faith in God by hearing His Word. And when we act upon that, we can receive the grace of God. And by faith, we obey because we believe God's Word. And you see the result of Noah, saved by water. The result of us can be, we'll be saved by the blood of Christ, by the waters of baptism. And so there's then and now. God saved man when they heard Him, believed Him, and obeyed Him. He saves us when we hear, believe, and obey. God's grace is there for us. Well, we see then also that Noah received some specific instructions from God on what he needed to do. Specific instructions. You go back there to the book of Genesis, and you see that he received those instructions, but also you go over to Hebrews 11 and verse 7, we see that by faith he received those instructions, and he moved to do what God told him to do in those instructions. So Not only did he give Noah those instructions in Genesis 6 and Hebrews 11 and verse 7, but today we are also under the gospel of Christ. We receive instructions from God on what to do so we too can be saved. Noah had to follow the instructions. We have to follow the instructions. When we believe, God's given us the instructions that we need to obey. He's given His Word, His will, and His way, 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17. He has spoken to us in these last days by His Son, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And so He gives us His instructions through His Word, through His Son. His Son sent the Holy Spirit, which brought the mind of God to inspired men, and it's on the pages of the Bible that we have it today. So we receive instructions from God. Noah received it from God, and we received it from God today through His Word, the written Word that we have today. So it's important then that we receive what God has to say, act upon what He has to say, so that we can avoid eternal destruction, so that we can be saved from the fire of hell when our life is over. So there's the comparison of then and now of Noah and us. God's grace is involved. So God gave those specific instructions for him. He gives specific instructions for us. And last week we talked about what must I do to be saved, and we talked about baptism. But when you look at the specifics, we cannot sidestep God's instructions and get by. We cannot soft pedal God's instructions and get by. We cannot alter God's instructions and get by. God warns us not to change His Word. He warned all the way from Deuteronomy 4 in the days of Moses all the way to now. You know, when He speaks, He means it. Going back to the first man and woman, did He not warn them that the day ye eat of the tree in the midst of the garden, that day ye shall surely die? That's the forbidden fruit. He gave instructions. But of all the other fruit in the tree, on the trees in the garden, you may eat thereof, but on this one you can't. But when they ate, they disobeyed, and they were punished. God gave them instructions. He gave everyone down through the Bible instructions. He gives us instructions today. Specific instructions. Noah received specific instructions, and we receive specific instructions today. And those come from God. And His specific instructions is simply this. Take what I've given you. Believe what I've given you. Obey what I've given you by faith as I've given it to you. And don't take from it. And don't add to it. Because that's the law. And so God has a plan. Again, we see that Noah was saved by obedience. Hebrews 11 and verse 7. Going back to Genesis 6, chapter 22, verse 22. In Genesis chapter 7, going through verse 5. We see that Noah obeyed. God told Noah. Noah believed God. The preparing of the ark, the 120 years, he obeyed God. He did what God asked. And what happened? Obedience paid off. Today, God requires that we too access that grace of Him through His Son Jesus by believing what He says and follow His instructions in obedience. It's important to obey God. We are saved by obedience today. Matthew 7 and verse 21. Obeying God. Hebrews 5 verses 8 and 9. To obey God. We're saved by obedience. We can't earn it. And we can't do it. But when we by faith follow what He asks, His grace reaches us through the blood of His Son. And we're saved. It's a simple solution for man's sins. Now, why mankind wants to make it such a complex situation, why mankind wants to alter that, I'll never know. But it's been that way since the beginning of time. It's that way today. And we know as long as the earth stands, there's going to be some who will do the will of God and some who won't. Noah was saved by grace when he, by faith, listened to the instructions of God and obeyed. We today are saved by faith when we listen to the instructions of God and by faith obey. And part of that obedience is coming to Him in repentance and baptism so we can access the blood of Christ to have our sins washed away. Obedience. That's what results when faith acts upon what we hear from God. Well, Noah was saved by water. as he was inside the ark. Go back to the book of Genesis, and we can see that certainly he was saved by water. But 1 Peter 3 and verse 21 talks about the fact that those souls were saved by water. Whenever the floods came, whenever God opened up the heavens and it began to rain, all those days, and he covered all the earth, and everyone, everything on the earth wherein was the breath of life died. Noah had prepared. He had brought those pairs of everything into the ark. And when God told him to close up the ark, and he got his family in there, and he opened up the heavens, and the rain came, how was Noah saved? He was saved by faith, because he obeyed God and did what God asked by water that floated the ark, and the water destroyed the others. God is powerful. Today, we too are saved by water, the waters of baptism. As Noah was inside the ark, safe and sound, to keep them from being destroyed like everyone else, when we are baptized into Christ, what happens? We put on Christ. And when we put on Christ, we rise to walk in newness of life, and the old person of sin is buried. And what do we do? What does Christ do then when we are baptized? He puts us in the family of God. He puts us in His family. And that's where we are, in the family of God. So where we saved, we'll be saved in the family of God, because the family of God is saved. But then in the family of God, we've got to continue to walk by faith and continue to obey His will and do His will. Noah's family was safe inside the ark. We're saved by baptism, by being safe inside what the gospel and the grace of God does for us when we obey. The blood of Christ cleanses us from our sins. The Lord adds us to the church. Baptism does save us, Galatians 3 and verse 27, not the water itself, but what it represents, the blood of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12, 2 Timothy 2, Acts 2:47, the Lord added to the church daily. Who did he add? Those who were being saved. Who was being saved? Those people on Pentecost that had heard Peter preach the Word of God and were moved by it, and by faith, when they asked, what must we do to be saved? Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for remission of your sins. And verse 41 says, and they that gladly received the Word were baptized that day. And the Lord added to the church daily those that were being saved. So, Noah, a man of faith, he was warned by God. He found grace from God. God's grace was made available from him. He was a man of faith that obeyed the specific instructions that God gave him. And by that, he and his family were saved by water. Today in Christ, the gospel, the good news is that God provides a way. He calls us by the gospel to take heed to what he says. He asks us to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that he came and died and rose again the third day, that he shed his blood for us, to believe that and to confess that, and then to be baptized in the waters of faith that take away our sins. Well, Noah was warned. He received his specific instructions. I've been warned. If you're here this morning in this lesson, or sitting in the car, what we read from the Bible, you also have been warned. Are we going to access the grace of God by faith, and by faith obey what God says, so that we can be saved? God saved people then when they obeyed. He saves us today when we obey. Not on our own merit, but because God is grace. Then and now, God provided salvation for those who will obey Him. Am I obeying Him? Are you obeying Him? This morning, if you are not obeying Him, if you have not obeyed Him in baptism, why not believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Confess that, repent of your sins, and be baptized, and be put into the family of God, and be saved, and continue in it, walk by faith, doing God's will. If you're here this morning and maybe you are in the family of God and there's something wrong in your life you need to correct, the grace of God is provided for us in that we can repent of our sins and confess it and pray to Him for forgiveness and turn from our wrong and God will forgive us. If that's your need this morning, we're going to be led in the invitation song. Please come while we stand and while we sing.